Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We have actually a lot to do this hour. We have to get ready for these NBA play-in games on Friday night. We've got all the game ones are on Saturday and Sunday we got to get into. The NFL draft is a week away. So very, very busy. Man, it takes like an hour to scroll through all the NFL draft stuff now, Joe. There's so much. So many markets that they've put up there for you ahead of them getting together in Detroit next week. Mike Harvin, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Unbelievable. What a week, huh? What a week. We got the hockey playoffs starting over the weekend.
We got
UFL. We got the golf. And my guy, what's his name? Cameron Phillips with the stash.
It's not even his name. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. Mike Carver, of course. Go for the two. Joe Lisi here with you. All right. So we have these two playing games on Friday night, Joe. Why don't we start there this hour? Because we haven't gotten to talk about this yet. The Bulls ended up beating the Hawks. All we cared about was the over, but we thought the Bulls maybe would win. I actually said I kind of liked the Hawks, but the over was the main thing for us. How about Kobe White in that game, Joe?
I know.
That's your guy.
Stepping up.
That's your guy, Kobe White. So they will be in Miami against the Heat to start things off on Friday night. That's the first game there, the Eastern Conference one. Of course, the winner's going to play the Celtics in the first round. What a prize that will be. -1.5 for the Heat and 205 flat is the total. Now, there are a few things, Joe, that we, of course, have to mention. One, no Jimmy Butler, as he is done. Be out for weeks, Joe. Well, they might not have weeks. They got a day. For right now. So they're going to have to get through without him. No Terry Rozier again. So no Rozier and no Butler.
What is this guy, Rozier? What's wrong with him? Like, they got this guy specifically for this run, and the guy can't even roll himself out there? Like, is it an ACL? What's the problem? I got a little agita talking about it.
You do have a little bit of agita talking about
it. I know, and that took my breath away.
little agita about it. Rogier has a neck problem, Joe. He's had one.
Can't they put a little liniment on it? A little liniment, Bengay, something? A little icy hot? I mean, they can't throw a little icy hot? Go for acupuncture. Try and make it work. How about, I used to, when my neck used to get crunched, I used to put on this, like, pump-up thing where it pumps up your vertebrae. It's like, cuts off your circulation for a couple of minutes, but it's like a big tube around your neck when you have a pinched nerve. Like, I don't understand with this guy. Go into the sauna, rubber, you know, work it out. Get a massage. Do something.
All right. Well, he's not playing, so that's the bottom line. He's out. So
did you hear about the news, supposedly?
No.
Fake
stop,
news.
Stop,
fake
stop,
news.
Stop. Again, I had to go to the multiple source, what you guys tried to
What do you
give
mean,
me.
You guys? It was our
Matias
producer.
Was involved with this, too. But
if
you
he
took
sent
it,
it
you,
to me.
You took it. You took it as word as well, because you see anything you see on
I
the
got
internet,
played.
You go with.
I got played. I thought it was Hoops Central. I thought it was Hoop Central.
Okay.
I get a lot of my stuff from it is good, and they caught me with a Hoop Central. I was missing the R. They had the same logo. It played me. It's on me.
And today's day and age, you got to go through. So it's not even worth mentioning. Here's the bottom line.
No, it's not. But it was funny.
Heat Bulls. Last year, the Heat beat the Bulls in the same spot on their magical run to the NBA Finals. I'm going to start it off with this, Joe. I think the Bulls are winning in Miami on Friday night. What do you think of that?
So you're buying right in, hook, line, and sinker.
I'm in, baby. You want to know why?
They now
have the best player on the floor.
Kobe
Butler
White.
Not playing. Kobe White's the best player on the floor.
So when I hit the parlay with Kobe White and Trae Young the other night, you don't like that? Kobe White's my guy, not your guy.
You're
I backed the guy, and I like the Bulls, not you.
Yep, I'm on the Bulls.
You know what? Miami's going to crush them game one.
No way. And I know you want to take the Bulls. I know you want the Bulls, and you're just trying to go to the other side right now.
What uniforms are they going to wear for this game? I need to know.
I don't know. Are they going to wear those the black ones that they wore on
Wednesday
night?
They wear the black. They could win it all. I'll tell you that. They win the black uniforms throughout the playoffs.
You think, I know one thing. The Heat have no shot if Hero's going to shoot 9 for 27 again. 9 for 27. Take another
That's
shot.
33%.
DeMar DeRozan, boys. The play is DeMar DeRozan.
Wow. Matias says DeMar DeRozan
he
for 30.
He is the best player on the court.
Not
will
anymore.
You stop? Are you serious? He's
Kobe
so
White.
Gutless. He's gutless.
He's not gutless. DeRozan all day.
I'm not saying he won't have a good game. He could have a good game, but Kobe White's the man now. It's your team now, gentlemen. It's Kobe White's team now. 30 points plus 750, Joe.
Now he's 30. Go for 35, Hero. They don't even have Kobe White at 35. It's only DeRozan at plus 650. They know he's not going to get there. The highest you could get Kobe White on, let me see this.
It's 30.
Nah, that's gutless by the book. That's gutless.
They don't want to lay it out, Joe.
You're afraid? Kobe White.
Actually, I'm going to go a little bit further here. Do they have those? Where are those player performance doubles? Here we go. Watch this, Joe. Let's have some fun here. Kobe White for... You got 25 or 30 here? Give me a big number, Joe. Kobe White for 25 and the Bulls win, plus 420. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm taking the Heat. I'm taking the Heat.
Now you're the one who's gutless. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. So if you're giving up on the Bulls and Coby White, now I guess I'm taking him over then. He's my guy now. You're out. I'm in. Coby White's mine now. You're out. I don't want to hear you talk about it. You were on the bandwagon all year, and so I jump in here, and I want to back Coby White, and now it's, I'm going to go bet the Heat.
I'm going to go bet the Heat.
You're dead to me then, Joe. That's it. You're out.
I think I feel good now. I like my position.
Now double down even more now on Coby White. 5 threes plus 600.
All right. I see where you're going, Carver. You're not going to get me. You know the team I'm backing for the team that I'm backing for the whole thing, for the West, and that's you can't get me off the Mavericks. Can't do it.
I'm wavering on that now. I don't think that's going to happen.
Now I feel so good. I'm on the Mavericks, and I'm on Joel Embiid, and I'm on whatchamacallit.
Now, Embiid's not even going to get out of the first round, so.
No?
Nah.
Batum. Give me the kid Batum.
What a game for him, huh? On Wednesday night.
Unbelievable.
Batum. He was honest about it, too, after the game, Joe. He's like, don't expect that out of me every time.
This is a one and done, right? This is a one and done for the Bulls?
One and done. Winner plays the Celtics. I'm on the Bulls and the over.
Yeah, I'm on the Heat.
And Coby White.
Yeah, this is...
Who's scoring for the Heat, Joe?
You want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
Jaquez.
Oh, Jaquez. Okay.
Yep. Jaquez is my guy.
Hey, Hero going to go 7 for 29 again or whatever he was?
Forget Hero. Well, I think Duncan Robinson is out, or is he game time decision?
Officially on the injury report, he's listed as probable.
I have GTD here. GTD.
Probable game time decision, whatever you want to call it.
I'm going with Jaquez. What's the number on Jaquez?
14 and a half.
Give me 20 plus for Jaquez.
That'll get you plus 340.
Perfect. I'm going with Jaquez for 20. Hang on. Where is he? Jaquez for 20. Threes, I'm going to go with... I see it already. I already know who I'm taking.
Who are you taking?
Threes? They didn't put Duncan Robinson on there, so you gotta
because of the injury situation. Why don't you take Hey Hero?
No, I see how this
Hey Hero.
No. I got Bam too for 20. Jaquez and Bam for 20.
Bam,
Jaquez.
You expect him to pick up the load?
Yeah, I do. Yeah? He's a veteran.
Rough night in Miami for you.
Oh, really? You know what? I'm going to lay it up to 2.5. The Bulls are gutless. All of a sudden, you're jumping on them? Please.
Hot team.
Yeah, everybody.
Best player on the floor. Coby White.
That's at home. Let's see him do it on the road.
They weren't to South Beach last year. Learning experience losing that game. Now they come back.
Nah, Jaquez and Bam.
Not going to be worried about. They're not going to be. The moment's not going to be too big for them.
Yeah, 742 is the parlay. 742.
No parlay for me.
Jaquez, Bam. You want to put it with the golf? I'll put it with the golf. Cam Phillips.
Was he still about 200 to 1, even though he's 3 under?
Kid's playing his heart out. You're bashing him. The kid's got a stash like an oak tree.
Let's see how he... I can't even find him on this list. He's still 350 to 1. He's five shots off the lead, and he's 350 to 1. That says it all.
Well, there you go.
Sometimes, Joe, you just play the numbers.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes people just don't buy in until after the fact. You have to have a little a vision. You have to jump the gun. You can't wait. You gotta react. You gotta go with gut. You can't always rely on others to make decisions. Gut and feel sometimes carries you. Remember what I said, at the bottom of every shipwreck is a chart and history. Just remember that.
What? Who?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, what was that line you had? What do you always say? What was that?
At the bottom of every shipwreck is a chart and history. Okay? So stick that in your back pocket.
In the second game, the Kings are in New Orleans against the Pelicans. I got no idea what you're saying. The Kings are in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Kings are 1-point favorite here on the road. And no Zion for the Pels. We know that the Kings, of course, don't have those guys, Monk and Herter, who weren't there the other night either. I was looking at this, Joe. These two teams this year, Kings and the Pelicans, they played 5 times. This season, because this total I thought extremely low at 209.5, right? It is a very low total for these two teams. 135-123, 133-100, 127-117, 117-112, 129-93. I mean, they smashed this all 5 games, and I get it.
So,
it's a playoff game, and it's a little different, and it's probably going to be in less possessions. New Orleans going to slow it down, but Joe, at 209.5, we can't get over that?
You want my honest opinion?
You think it's a trap play?
It's a trap play.
Like the King Warrior line the other night? Trap play.
Trap play. Who hit the overs? We hit the overs. We hit the over. Nobody was thinking Atlanta, Chicago.
And the Pelicans beat them all 5 games this year.
Yeah, so give me the Kings. I'll lay the one with the Kings. And I'm taking the under. And I think Fox has a big game. I think Fox is the guy. Guards seem to eat. Guards seem to eat against the Pelicans. Because I think Herb Jones is going to be, honestly.
88% of the money on Sacramento. 82% of the bets on Sacramento. Public going to the window. I'm on the Pelicans.
No, you're buying in. They sucked you in.
I'm on the Pelicans.
Good. I want you to be on the Pelicans. Because, again, that's my team. I've been on the Pelicans are guys that I back.
And I'm gonna alt Herb Jones up to 15. Herb Jones, 15 at +220. Huge night for Herb.
How about McCollum with the recovery game? 5+3s. Let's go.
Here comes the owl out of the tree. Who?
He knows. He knows.
The owl out of the tree.
So you're telling me that you're going to leave Herb Jones on the side of the road, a guy that you always back. You're going to lead Herb Jones and Coby White, two guys that got you here. You're going to leave them both on the side of the road.
Yeah, because now everybody's on to them. You,
him, what are you talking about? 90% of people are on Sacramento.
Big game for Fox.
Yeah, why don't you just join the? Everybody's on Fox. You're always on the top players, Joe. You never spread it out. Always on the chalk players. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. All right, Joe. So, really, where I'm at is I'm on the Pelicans and I'm on the over. That's that.
I'm on the other side.
I think you do. I don't think that's really how you feel. I think that you're doing that on purpose.
That's not true.
You can't possibly be backing this King team. I just don't.
Why? That's your team. You've been on the Kings all year long. Yeah, and now you're jumping on my teams because I've been hot as a pistol in the basketball.
You have?
Oh, I didn't tell us the other night to jump on the 76ers down 13. I didn't tell us about.
We were both on that. You don't have to do that. We both were.
I didn't get the CLV with the Dallas Mavericks at 13-1. They're down to 650 in multiple books.
Yeah, be tearing.
I got the
up.
Can. Do you have the can out?
I always do. Unfortunately, I'm throwing most of them in them.
I'm the guy that picked Nicky Dunlap in the golf weeks ago.
I can't do this with you with the golf. Just I can't.
I don't understand, but I picked him, not you.
You didn't go to the window.
But it was my pick. I told you the street cred.
You didn't go to the window.
I got street cred, not you. I got the street cred.
Easy with the street cred, Joe. How many golf winners I've had in the last couple of years?
Oh, whoa. Sticking your chest out is unnecessary.
That ain't right.
Well, I'm just saying, you're sticking your chest out. That ain't right.
These Lion jerseys are awful. Ugh.
All right. Just graze over what I say. It's okay.
What did you say?
That's all right. I think we both had some winners throughout the years.
In the golf?
Throughout every sport.
Oh, yeah. I think you were just talking about the golf, though.
No.
So you go back to Nicky Dunlap. Man, Matias cost you on that one.
Don't start with that.
That would have been a great hit.
What's with this Matias now? Here we go. Is this true?
What, he sent you another one?
Yeah.
What, he sent you now?
He's trying to get me in trouble, Matias, with you. Yeah, I just sent it to your ex, DM'd. He's saying somebody passed, you know what, a little flatulence on a press conference in the Jaguars.
Who knows if that's true or not.
I mean it's some kind of a noise. This is the breaking news you give us. These are the breaking news. When I needed a winner in UFC 276, where were you?
I was just trying to give you a little chuckle, Joe. That's all, a little giggle. A little giggle in the action. And it is true. It is true, actually, that he did that. He even said, excuse me. It's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
It could have been the beans. Could have been the beans.
All right, Joe. So there you go. We're on opposite sides on both games.
I actually like that. That's going to be great radio. Great radio.
I suppose. It's better when it's a family play. You know, not having a family play, it's just not right.
Why don't we just play it safe? Takes a bonus over points, takes a bonus over rebounds, and we call it a day. You know, easy does it.
This is a bonus. And you know who else I'm going to play for? You know who else I'm going to play for the bounds? Valanciunas.
That's not right, Carver.
Valanciunas for bounds.
He's going to leave you at the altar.
Not me.
I dare you to play him for 10 bounds.
10 bounds you want me to play him for?
Yeah, I dare you. You don't have the guts.
Minus 105?
You don't have the guts.
Valanciunas,
I'll put it with something else.
Both of them, a tag team play.
Yeah, I already see how this is going.
What about Herb Jones?
Yeah, you play Herb Jones. I'm telling you, the Kings are going to smash them. They got no scoring.
I'm going to take him for 12 bounds at plus 225.
Good. No shot.
Valanciunas. What do you got him for double-double? Play him for a double-double? Let's see if they got what number they got for that, Joe. Valanciunas. Maybe they'll even give out a token tomorrow. I'll use the token on Valanciunas. Oh, yeah. Plus 155, double-double. Get him in there, Joe.
There you go.
I think Valanciunas was the tipping point for you. That was too far.
Yeah. Now I'm just gonna ult the Kings and hope that they smash them. I have no problem with that. Fast and loose, the Kings are gonna come out. De'Aaron Fox is probably gonna score 35 in that game.
Oh my goodness.
But
A 30-goal season for Blake Coleman.
Oh, wow. What a guy that is, huh?
You better hope he keeps shooting. You better hope he keeps shooting.
Shooter, shoot.
You better hope he keeps shooting.
Shooter, shoot, my friend.
Wow.
Who said it the other night? I said it.
Oh, I gotta see Weberty. Need a couple more.
Too funny.
All right. So there you go. Now, how about this weekend, Joe? Since we'll probably do a little bit of a further deep dive tomorrow, I would guess, on all our game ones for Saturday and Sunday in the NBA. I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Saturday is Magic Cavs at 1, Suns Timberwolves at 3:30 East, Sixers Knicks at 6 o'clock East, and then Lakers Nuggets at 8:30 East. That's the Saturday lineup. Sunday will be, yes.
I was just going to say, I could see the Lakers winning game one like they did last year, didn't they?
So then let's do the series one, the game one series parlay thing.
All right,
let's do that.
Lakers win game one, Nuggets for the series?
Yes. That is plus 550.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that a lot.
We want to do it? Family play?
Yeah, family play. Lakers win game one.
Denver wins the series.
Yep.
Denver comes out a little slow in game one. Lakers riding the wave of the win the other night. And then they Denver smashes them after that.
Smashed.
We need
because
them to
they
win
don't
game
have
one.
The attrition is going to get to the old men. Where
you
do
know
we
what?
Find that, though?
Go to the West playoff series.
Yeah.
Go down to the Laker one and hit game one series parlay. And then you go Lakers slash Nuggets plus 550.
There it is. Good. Okay, good. What are we going to say?
That's it. Do you want to put it with anything or we just play it straight?
Play it straight. What was it again? What was the tab?
Game one / series parlay.
Okay.
Down on the under all the Laker.
Oh, that's what that means? Lakers / Nuggets?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, family play. We're in.
I'll tell you one that I also like. Up in the Phoenix, Minnesota series.
Yeah.
Total made threes.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, 5-1, plus 500.
Ooh, I got it.
Most threes in the series. You like that?
Yeah.
I get you in
I
on
like
that.
Threes.
That's a fun one.
I like it. That's a good one.
And I really think that Clippers Mavericks is going seven games.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Plus
we have that ticket. We have the ticket, Carver. Don't say that.
I think they're going to get a push. Clips in six.
This guy, that's all he does is pump up these Clippers.
How about this? Oh, they got some fun stuff for you here, Joe. You better look through this and find me your favorite couple for tomorrow night. Luka to score 30-plus in every game of the series, plus 330. Luka to record 10 bounds in every game of the series, 20-1.
Okay.
Luka to record 10 assists in every game of the series, 21-1. Kyrie to score 50 in any game of the series, 22-1. They got fun ones for you here, Joe. You can have a good time with these.
All right. So I might take Luka 40 in game one.
For 40 Clippers. Points?
Clippers don't play any defense. They suck. Don't listen to Matias. He's talking with his heart. I love him, but he's talking with his heart. Talking with his heart on this one.
We're playing the Mavs, Joe. We're playing the Mavs. There's a reason that they haven't beat us ever in a playoff series in the last, 15 years? 0-2. About to be 0-3. And they've had Luka every single one of those.
Make it sound like they played 8 series already. I mean, they're two times. What, Joe?
There's no change. The Mavericks haven't gotten better. And the Clippers have gotten better.
Nah, Clippers haven't gotten better. They're gutless. I mean, they got a bunch of has-beens. Harden, Russ, Kawhi, Paul George.
Man, the Pacers are now, Joe, this Pacer series. They're minus 144 now. Man, good numbers for that are gone. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here. All right, Joe. One quick thing, and then I want to get back to some of this this NBA stuff here. We've been obviously doing these lines for these NFL draft things for a while, especially for the second and third pick. Like, obviously, for a while we've been doing this. Like, it's been, you know, going back and forth, back and forth. So it seemed like early in the week, and even late last week, you were starting to get some separation with that second pick in terms of the odds. I remember, I think I gave to you, you were with me on Coast to Coast on Tuesday, right?
He was minus 310.
Minus 310 was Jaden Daniels. As we sit here right now, number two overall pick, it has now gone back to minus 110 for both of them.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
But this is what you were kind of talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge swing in the matter of, like, what, 3 days, 2 or 3 days?
Absolutely.
Monster swing.
Right, and we're still about less than a week away, but it doesn't matter, Carver. It doesn't matter. I'm going to say it. This is what happened with Stroud. This is what happened with Will Levis. This is the so-called window dressing that we build and surround certain players. I'll say this, and I'll continue to beat this drum. I don't care. I know what I see. I believe in myself and my analysis, and I don't listen to anybody else. And I don't care. You could tell me Jerry Jones himself said he's taking A, B, and C. I'll bet the other way if I believe it. There is no shot in my mind that Washington, if they stay at number two, starts their new regime with Josh Harris, the $6, $7 billion man, cash, okay, with a North Carolina quarterback that couldn't beat Clemson and NC State. Okay, I'm not going to go through this. The guy completed 59% of his passes against a mediocre NC State team. Yeah, okay, top 25 defense. He still lost, and they got boat raced. And they got boat raced at Clemson, and he completed 44% of his passes. But, Joe, he's got no talent in North Carolina. What do you think he's going to have in the NFL? You think he's going to have Justin Jefferson to throw to? Jamar Chase, an A-plus offensive line, but his feet are a mess. He's a project. Jaden Daniels is single-handedly a quarterback that could take a game over with his arm or with his legs. He stepped up against elite competition. No shot, in my mind, that Drake May or J.J. McCarthy get taken ahead of him. And if they do
no
that,
shot.
No shot. I said it. No shot.
Wow. You have been, very clear with this for weeks now. Very clear for weeks that you feel this is how it's going to go. I just wanted to bring to your attention how the number changed. That's all.
Well, it's changing in favor of Drake May and JJ.
Yeah. Although they have JJ number 2 at 18 to 1. They have JJ at number 3 at plus 350. So there you go, Joe. And this will change a lot more between now and Thursday.
And you're going to hear, I said it, this guy said it, he said it.
Right.
I said it.
When are you going to put your mock draft together, Joe? When's the mock draft?
I don't know, Carver, mock draft.
No mock draft. Go for the two.
Now, when you bet this stuff, it's just, hey, is Roma Duse a top five pick? Yes. Do you think he deserves to be there? Yes. Does he fit any team needs, you know, for any of the top nine teams? Yes. I would bet the under. I don't look at others' mock drafts. You know, I remember back in 2017, 2018, nobody thought Rashad Penny would crack the first round. I did. Go back to the tape and listen.
I said
multiple
it.
I said Lamar Jackson was a first-round talent, better than anybody in that class. He's got two MVPs. Nobody else does.
I will say, Joe, recent history, you've been good with some of the I said it's with the quarterbacks in terms of where they would go and things like that. You've been good with the I said it's.
Thank you, partner. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think the jury's still out on Justin Fields. You got him as the second coming of Joe Montana, but
not Joe Montana.
We'll find out.
He could be Randall Cunningham 2.0. Randall never got his credit.
Never did.
Until he went to the Vikings.
One more
should have made it to the Super Bowl.
One more big line movement. We've been talking about this Pacer Buck number all week. Now, Bucks were favored, Joe, for pretty much the entire week. And then here on Thursday night, they got to minus 144 for the Pacers. That tells me, Joe, someone knows the big fella ain't coming back anytime soon. And it's going to be more than just the quote-unquote beginning of the series. That's what that number tells me.
It's going to be the end of the series because they got no shot. I will say I think we do play Dame time, game one for 35, because this will be him trying to take the game over and shoot 37 three-pointers. And if the Bucks do lose this series, how much does Doc Rivers get bashed for coaching this team down into the dirt? All the bigwigs, Giannis, Dame time, they wanted them all.
Pacers minus a game and a half is minus 105 now. We missed so many good numbers on this series. Pacers in six. Where do we get that at, Joe? Plus 370. I think that's where I'm going to go. Pacers in six, plus 370.
All right.
Knicks and Sixers has gotten back to my pick them, minus 110.
Love the Sixers. I think that only goes six. 4-2 Sixers.
Embiid to score the most points in that series, plus 115.
What do they have as DiVincenzo?
80-1.
Want to take a shot?
See, the problem is, Joe, you know, you got two guys that are going to be so much of the offense. Like Brunson, you know what a pig Brunson is with it in terms of shots. And you know that if Embiid's out there and he's healthy, he's a pig. And even Maxey can be too. I just don't see how we could get him across all three of them. Just Brunson, if we were doing it just for the Knicks, maybe. But it's tough with Brunson, man. He takes so many shots. Made threes, though. Oh, DiVincenzo's the big favorite. Minus 175.
Who else can we take? You want to take Oubre?
Oubre's 42-1.
Want to take Oubre?
Not really.
All right.
I don't, because here's the thing. We know that DiVincenzo's going to chuck 1,000 threes in that series. He's going to make a lot.
One of the games I was at, I think he shot 15.
I like the three-point market. We got to try to play a couple more of those.
You want to take? You want to take? What's his face? What's his name? The former Raptor, not Raptor. Lowry.
Nah, he did not enough burn. Not enough burn, Joe.
You want to take Batum again?
How about Hartenstein for most boards? 12-1.
All right.
Bounds.
Let's go with Hartenstein.
They have Embiid -175. Now, look, he got his 13 the other night, like you said. There's also a chance of him. You never know when he's going to miss games. So you have to factor that in. They have Josh Hart at +155.
Every time we bet Hart, we lose.
And then Hartenstein's 12-1. I think that's worth a dart.
All right. I'll take. Could we parlay that? What other series or no?
Let me see if you can do that. You can take, as example, Hartenstein for most boards, and let's say, don't let you cross series them. Which is very unfortunate. I don't like that either. That's not fun.
Not allowing us to do anything this year.
Really, they're messing with us, Joe. They're not letting us put all the crazy stuff together like we like to do. We're going to have to get creative. I could play that. We'll play that straight. +1,200. 12-1. Hartenstein.
I love it.
Bounds. And tomorrow we'll have all the hockey matchups and we'll be able to go through all that, too.
What are you looking forward to more? Let's be you know I get gassed up for the hockey.
It's the hockey part.
Yeah, me too.
It's always the hockey part.
Next week before the draft, all hockey?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're going to obviously be watching the NBA games too, but...
No, yeah, I know, but we have to...
In terms of, let's just take me for example, what will have more tickets? The hockey.
See, I really feel good about my hockey picks. I really do.
Well, you're playing futures. I don't know how involved you're going to be on a nightly basis.
I mean,
game to game.
I mean, I could get invested with, like, certain, like, series going, like, 6, 5, and overs and
right,
stuff.
Right, but you taking totals or puck lines on a nightly basis, I don't see you doing.
Probably not. But I might be able to jump in on, like, a game, like if a team jumps out 2-0 or something and then take the series in that situation. I like that. Those are the lines I like. You're gonna get me in there though.
Yes.
You bring me into the rabbit hole with you.
All right. 3 or more series to go game 7, even money. 4 or more series to go game 7 +330.
Not that many.
I'm not going to get that many.
Come on. The old men are going to crash.
Yeah, I don't like these at all. That's under the playoff specials. I don't like that.
Nah, I don't like that either.
Tomorrow we're gonna build the official Carver and Lisi, the goal scorer one. This series 2 goals, series 3 goals, series 4 goals.
Did we almost hit that last year?
We were very close. I forget who left us at the altar.
I think it was it McDavid or Dreisaitl? Didn't we have
it
one of them?
It might have been
there?
One of them. And they got into a rock fight with the Kings or something in the series, and it wasn't a lot of goals. But we need to put a good one together.
We get it done. What's best, you gotta get it done.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you as we get ready to get out of here. So for Friday, Joe, we have the 2 basketball games, as I mentioned. There's obviously no hockey. They'll start game ones on Saturday. There's a full load of baseball, of course, because pretty much everyone was off on. There was barely any games on Thursday, so everybody's playing. Tampa's in the Bronx against the Yankees. Verlander will make his first start of the year for Houston in Washington. What other is good? Rangers are in Atlanta against the Braves. Sale against Heaney. Toronto's in San Diego this weekend. The Mets are in L.A. against the Dodgers, and they're facing Yamamoto on Friday night. Snell against Montgomery. Diamondbacks, Giants. That's got to be the first start Montgomery's making, I would guess, for Arizona. as well in that game. I don't remember. I don't think he's pitched yet for them this year, Joe. So you got pretty good games. And Colorado's at home with an 11 total against Seattle.
We're taking the over. That's all I need. I said I was backing them this weekend. This is where they break out with over. Go for the over. Over, alt, alt, alt in Colorado. That's the play for the weekend. I was on the Marlins. If you didn't play last week, you get the absolute weekend free with the promo code. I said it.
All right, Joe. Great job as always. We'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you then.